Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. When I was in college, I used to spend my summers working for a temporary employment agency, a job that had me doing various types of office work all over the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Because my parents lived in the suburbs, I would have to commute into the city to these various jobs by bus. Over time, I noticed a strange phenomenon. Back then, there was still morning and evening papers in Pittsburgh, and the newspapers still served as many people's primary source of information. Because of this, many people would pick up their morning paper either from a newsstand near the bus stop or from their front porch, if they had it delivered at home, and bring it along with them to read on the bus. And then on the way home, they'd stop and get the evening paper and do the same thing. When you travel on the bus every day, you get to know the people who ride it. Sometimes there would be a fair amount of conversation, in the morning particularly. You know, the type, hey, how you doing? What's up? You know, what's new? What did you think of the storm last night? That sort of thing. Then everyone would get on the bus and take their seat and pull out their book or open their newspaper or look out the window or whatever. And there were those people, mostly men, who would open their newspapers to the business section. And it was amazing to watch them because they would look at the stock market reports. And if what they saw they liked, they became very happy. But if they didn't like what they saw, you couldn't help but pity the people that were going to have to work with them that day. And the same thing at the other end of the day, when they saw what the stock market had been doing during the day. You thought, oh man, the wife and kids are in for it tonight. Dad's going to be an old grumpo for sure. Sometimes I feel the same way when I read studies on animal cognition. I'm glad that my kids are grown and they live far enough away so that they and their kids are spared the negative feelings I sometimes express when I read these studies. For example, I recently read one about elephants and cognition and the fact that elephants grasp teamwork. This was considered an incredibly phenomenal finding. An experiment was set up in which a mechanism involving pulleys were used, and in order to get the food, two elephants had to work the pulleys. One elephant couldn't work it alone. And much to the surprise of the researchers, the elephants learned to do this very quickly. And not only that, when just one elephant wound up at the pulley system, if another elephant didn't show up within a reasonable amount of time, that elephant went away. The conclusion was, my God, elephants are as smart as chimps. I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. Elephants are social animals. Why in the world wouldn't they understand teamwork? Why would it ever dawn on somebody that this wouldn't be part of their very being, this whole notion of cooperation? And not just for elephants, but for members of most species, and most certainly social species. Cooperation pays. Even parasites and their hosts figure that out. But more than that, it's this hubris, this scientific hubris. It seems to me that anyone who just watched elephants in the wild long enough would quickly figure out that teamwork was very common. You have a matriarchal system where all the females will look after the young. Isn't that teamwork? But is it because we can dismiss that as instinctive and not requiring any kind of intelligence that we don't pay attention to it? Or is it because we are so determined that the only kind of intelligence we're willing to assign to animals is the intelligence that we define? And so from our perspective, what could prove an animal's intelligence more than if they figured out how to use a pulley system to get at food? Never mind the fact from the elephant standpoint, what could be more stupid than to set up such a system to get a piece of food rather than just walk in and take it. So I don't know, if I had been reading about this on the bus, would I have laughed? But it made me happy that we had yet another study on animal cognition. Or would it have plunged me into despair? Because once again, we set the bar so low because we have to tiptoe lightly into this area of animal cognition, don't we? It's okay that they have some intelligence, but not too much intelligence. You know, if they had too much intelligence, that would be scary, wouldn't it? Have you noticed that any time someone even suggests that animals are capable of emotion or intelligence that exceeds what we want to give them, because it exceeds our comfort zone, because it forces us to think a little bit more about how we treat them? Have you noticed anytime somebody does that, we accuse them of anthropomorphism? We accuse them of assigning human characteristics, or rather, those characteristics that we reserve for humans, whether humans are the only species who has them or not. But the intelligence of elephants has been raised yet another notch in science. Now it's okay to say that they do have some intelligence. I'm glad of that. But I also feel sorry for those who live in such a narrow world, so remote from an awareness of what elephants and other species naturally do, that they could set up such an experiment and consider the animal's ability to master that experiment as amazing.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.